This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It occurs to me as I stand here that the theme of the program today is markets, or market forces, really, and the power that they have. Example, I guess three for us in the show today, is the energy market. Federal regulators have disposed of a Trump administration proposal to subsidize struggling coal and nuclear power companies. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC in the vernacular, is an independent five-member agency, four of whose commissioners right now are Trump appointees. Nevertheless, the vote against the Department of Energy plan to subsidize those companies was unanimous. Marketplace's Aaron Trank explains the market forces reality at work here.
The Department of Energy said to prevent electrical grid vulnerability and avoid blackouts, the FERC should approve a special subsidy for power plants that can keep several months' fuel supply on hand. Basically, that means coal and nuclear power. But Trevor Hauser at the Rhodium Group says DOE's own data show that's a way overblown concern.
Of all the customer hours of lost electricity supply, less than 0.00007% were due to fuel supply emergencies.
On coal specifically, the FERC said propping up expensive plants doesn't make sense when there are cheaper alternatives, like lots of natural gas.
All five FERC commissioners rightly concluded that it was unfair to force electricity consumers to pay higher prices if there was going to be no real benefit in terms of grid reliability.
The Department of Energy proposal was a long-shot attempt by the Trump team to keep the ailing coal industry on life support, says John Moore at the Natural Resources Defense Council.
On economics alone, coal power is fighting a losing battle, and that's exactly why the Department of Energy went to FERC to try to find a way to bail out the power plants.
More than half of the power plants that have been retired in recent years are coal-fired. Matthew Preston is a coal analyst at Wood Mackenzie. He says if FERC had accepted DOE's proposal, coal would have seen a little boost.
Coal plants would have been supported in their existence over a longer period of time, whereas now, if a coal plant is financially troubled, closure is one of the major options.
Without the DOE subsidy, dozens of struggling coal and nuclear facilities will likely move forward with plans to close. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.